Arizona State University baseball has been one of college sports' legendary programs, producing decades of winning seasons and successful major leaguers from Reggie Jackson to Dustin Pedroia. But this year has seen, in a relative sense, a lot more errors than hits and runs. And a more than five-decade run of 30 or more victories in a season is coming to a dramatic thud this year. And a handful of players decided to leave the program in recent weeks. That's led to some nervousness among the Sun Devil faithful. Is Tracy Smith the right head coach for the job? Is the program still attractive to top recruits? With me to talk about that is Aaron Fitt, editor and national writer for D1Baseball.com. Aaron, how bad is the current situation for ASU baseball?
It's one of those situations, I think, where the perception isn't exactly aligned with what's really happening there, you know, because anytime you've got a team that's, you know, a traditional power that's having a really bad season by its standards or really anyone's standards, and then you've got, you know, that compounded by the departure of five players in the span of a couple of days, it looks bad. You know, it looks like it's a program that's in complete disarray. And certainly, you know, you expect some growing pains. And I know Sun Devil fans don't like to hear that. They don't like when I put it that way. They said this program has won 30 plus games for 50 years in a row or whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the reason that they made a coaching change was because the recruiting efforts had dipped. And you kind of see that with the talent level that they have in their junior and senior classes. And so now we've gotten to a point where when you don't have talent in your upper classes, struggles happen and coaches have to remake the roster. If you're a new coach coming in, it happens all over the place and it's painful. But I still think the program is in good hands with the leadership that they have there. It's just been an ugly year.
So head coach Tracy Smith was given a good vote of confidence by athletic director Ray Anderson recently, and it's only his third season. And so people will, you know, bring that up, of course. Pat Murphy was forced out as head coach. He became very controversial. A lot of troublesome things happened. Then he was had Tim Esme in there for a while. But going from, let's say, Murphy to Smith, Murphy was a guy who, good or bad in some ways, drew attention to the program. And there are some people who wonder about Tracy Smith, whether he has the personality in a market like this to do that.
You're right that Murph had that kind of larger-than-life persona. But that's actually one of the reasons I really liked the Tracy Smith hire, is because I feel like he's like that. You know, I don't know if people have seen that very much, but I mean, this guy has got a big personality and he can be outspoken, you know, like Murph was. He's very confident and he got that swagger. And I think once they get this program rolling, you're going to see that translate over to the field.
How competitive is the Pac-12? And is that making it harder for ASU?
You know, anyone who thinks that Arizona State is going to dominate year after year like it did for, you know, in the 70s and in the early 80s especially, but you know, it's not going to happen anymore. The landscape has changed. I mean, back then, you didn't have Oregon State as a national power, you know, a program that has won full national championships now and has the best team in the country this year. You know, UCLA hadn't really reached its potential all those years ago. And you know, they've been a national power here for the last 8 or 10 years now.
Is it that much harder to recruit even without the competition because ASU is just not that shining program in the same way it has been?
I think they still have a lot of recruiting advantage. Okay. I don't want to downplay that. And I think they're smart to play up their tradition as they have. You know, and you know, whether or not kids today recognize how great Reggie Jackson was or Barry Bonds, I still think you can sell that stuff. And you're right. I mean, they've got great weather. They've got a great campus tradition. And their ballpark is really a cool place to watch a game. And they've got a lot of amenities there.
In the way that people are even more impatient as things go, how many more comfortable years does Tracy Smith have? If he has a good upturn next year and then the season after that, they're either in the College World Series or really close, is he in good shape? But if the next 2 years are tough, I mean, is he on the hot seat that soon?
Yeah, I think, you know, after a five-year period, it's probably a good time to really stop and evaluate where the program is. And he's in year three right now, and so I think that timeline you laid out is about right. I mean, if they're still, you know, borderline regional teams or worse, you know, in 2 years, then, you know, maybe there's an issue there and they'll have to make a change. I mean, frankly, but I don't think that's going to be the case. You know, they love their recruiting class for next year. They're very optimistic about it. We've heard good things about those players, and assuming that, you know, it doesn't get hollowed out by the draft, I think the talent base is going to be very strong and it's going to be an exciting team to watch next year.
Aaron Fitt is editor and national writer for D1Baseball.com. ASU's current record is 23-26, and they host the U of A tonight.